Welcome to another of a St. James Missionary Baptist Church podcast, another edition of our podcast. We are glad to be with you this morning. And those of you who do not remember or do not know, the theme of our podcast is how important is the Word of God to you? How important is the Word of God to you? I'm your host, Brother H.S. Cotton Jr., pastor of the St. James Missionary Baptist Church. Today's date is February the 4th, 2025. And I pray that all is well with you. Speaking of pray, let us pause for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for watching over us as we slumbered and slept through the night. We thank you for watching over our homes, Father, and that of our family, friends, loved ones. We pray, Lord, that you continue to be with us as we go through this day, leading us, guiding us, directing us, and allowing us to live in such a manner that, Lord, that you can be seen in our lives and that you can get the glory and honor out of our life living. We thank you and pray that you'll direct us, our thoughts, our speech, as we engage in conversation this day. This we do pray in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Again, I pray that everything is well with you. And this is our third podcast number three. And to get jump right in, the topic for our podcast today is relationships, part one. This is what we're looking at in this month of February, this month of how do I put this? This month of the expression of love for our loved ones. And it's also Black History Month. There's a lot going on for everyone this month, as always, because I know that you all live living busy lives. But in the spirit of relationships and love, this is what we're kind of focusing on this month. Matter of fact, this is a plug. I'm not going to try to hide it any kind of way. We know that the Lord has laid upon us to write our book, The Relationship Recipe, and has laid it on us to publish it, self-publish it, publish it. So I will be actually putting the first chapter, because I'm printing it through our website right here. So you'll be able to come in and get the whole book chapter by chapter right here on our website, which of course I'll give you the website address for those of you who may not have it. I'll give it to you again before we close. And when you go to our website, you can go into you'll see it. You can go into our blog, you can go into ministries and go into our blog, the pastor's blog, even the pastor's corner. You'll be able to find download each chapter in one of those two places. And you can always contact me for those of you who are very much interested in not waiting for it to come out, because I'll probably be publishing chapter by chapter probably every 2 weeks. You know, if I don't know if I'll do it sooner, but at least every 2 weeks. But if some of you are really in a great hurry, you can contact me and I'll see if I can forward the entire book, or at least several chapters at a time more to you. Okay, having said that, now right now some of you are saying to yourselves, okay, here we go. He said, okay, relationship, we're going to talk about Christ. Well, this, you know, you see what our podcast is about. But this is not, I can assure you, this is not what you probably think it's going to be. Now, no, of course, we always are hoping that folks will turn to the Lord, you know, from the flavor of what we do. And sometimes some of our podcasts may directly be about saving and leading and leading folks to Christ. But that is not what exactly what we're talking about today. Okay, it's not exactly what we're talking about. Some of you, for those of you thought you could make it a sermon today, that's not my intention. Matter of fact, how much I talk depends on how many people actually join me today, and how much talking you may want to do. Okay, I'm going to be quoting a lot from the introduction. That's in my book, The Relationship Recipe, and hoping that that will prompt you to ask your questions. And even if you don't join us live here, or and you see what we're doing later, please always feel free to contact us through email directly on our website. You'll see, many different ways you can contact us. I will get back to you. Okay, I will get back to you. But here we go. Now, you're saying, well, we're talking about relationships. Some of you are saying, well, I'm just talking about me and my buddy, me and my friend, me and my coworker, me and my business partner, me and my classmate, or whatever. So we're not looking at trying to get married yet. And you may be talking about you and your mate as well. We're not excluding married folks, of course. That's always a priority for us, for adults when we're talking about those who are married. But I want you to just, again, like I said, I'm quoting from the introduction that you'll see also in our book. And I said there that credentials are very important. Okay, for those people who take the source of their information seriously. I mean, if you're going to seek advice, counsel, direction, you want to make sure that it's coming from a reputable source. You want to make sure that it's coming from a source that is credible. Okay, there's a lot of stuff and a lot of information at our disposals. Especially in this technological age, with social media right there at our fingertips. And again, some of us, we talk to co-workers, buddies, pals, some of those same people that I just mentioned a few moments ago. And whether you realize it or not, and whether you've given it a lot of thought, you go to different people in different sources for your information. Sometimes you go by what you just heard on, in your ear. Sometimes you go by what you hear on the radio, what you see on the news. You think that person or persons that you're watching or, on the news or listening to on the radio, you believe that what they're saying is true. So now you want to take what they're saying and, as so many words, take it as gospel, that it is truth. But how many times have you asked yourself, where do they get their information? And are they saying it the way it should be said? How seriously do you take the source of your information? So you say, well, I hadn't given it a lot of thought. Hey, okay. A lot of times we quote different sayings, poets, we even watch on television, or you see people that they have chosen to promote a certain product. Okay, you see actors promoting medications. They're not doctors. So why should I take their word for what they're promoting? They may tell you, okay, I use this and this does that. One, you gotta ask yourself a question. Are you really believing that they did use it? And two, again, okay, you had great success with it. Fine. I know people that take aspirin, and they talk about it works wonders for them, but I also know people who are allergic to aspirin, so they can't take it. So what I'm saying, what is your point? One man's medicine is another man's poison, as the old saying goes. Okay, and they use it in reverse. One man's poison is another person's medicine. So you really have to consider the source of your information when you, especially when you're ready to take this information as advice, counsel, instruction, and so forth. Let me say something. You're about to read a book from which the basis of this information is very credible and also comes highly recommended. Now, I'm talking about when you look and start looking into our book, yes, the relationship recipe. Of course, I'm promoting it, and I'm trying not to browbeat you with it, but it's kind of difficult since what I'm saying you'll find in that book. But that's not the only book that I want to talk about. Again, our topic today is Christ. When we talk about relationship, when I say Christ, I'm talking about the teachings, the lessons, the word of God that he left for us, the Holy Bible. That's what we're talking about. Now, before you say, well, okay, I can't get past all the these and thous, and I don't really look at it like that. Let me ask you a question. How many times have you quoted things that have come from the Bible? Maybe you didn't realize it. You say, and maybe you did. Maybe you have a favorite quote that comes from the Bible. You're utilizing that particular quote, that particular verse that you quote, you're utilizing it as something you take as advice, maybe. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Things like that. Honor your mother and your father. Love one another. And the list can go on and on. A lot of things that you find, that you've heard, that you've been taught in the Bible, you still use them and you quote them. Maybe not even thinking about it. You've done it so long and so often, you don't even give it a second thought. And then now that you're aware of it now, why quote the Bible? Because you believe what it is saying is true. I'll answer that for some of you already. You believe that it's true. Okay. Now, yes, you have people that follow the advice of psychologists, psychiatrists, marriage counselors. They go to seminars, they go to retreats, they listen to their buddies, their pals, their parents and grandparents, and the list can go on and on and on and on. And a lot of times we trust some of these sources because maybe because they come highly recommended, or maybe we're impressed by the letters they have behind their name. Doctor so and so and so and so and so and PhD, MD, and the list goes on and on and on and on. Maybe because there's somebody they're old, and you think because they're old, they know the right thing. You have many different reasons why. Like I'm saying to you, you need to consider seriously the source of your information, especially if it's something that you're taking in that may have a strong effect on your life living. A big decision you're getting ready to make, and you're trusting this source, whether it's a person or an organization or what have you, and you're trusting this source for your information. Which again brings me right back to the Bible. You know, this is right back to Christ. Because I cannot think of any source more reputable, more credible than the Bible. I mean, we want to quote the old philosophers who've gone on, the Socrates, the Platos, and all of those different guys, and even our modern day philosophers that we have around. You know, okay, in modern times, we quote them, we quote a lot of people as what they're saying is absolute for us here for this podcast. The only absolute that we know of, that we believe in, is the Word of God. That's the only absolute that we know. And I don't know, I would think that there's a lot of people who feel that way, whether they are followers, direct followers, and consider themselves Christians or believers and followers of the Lord Jesus Christ or not. A lot of them take the Bible, what says out of the Bible, seriously. I mean, otherwise, one, It probably wouldn't be one of the most quoted books in the world. Number two, this book is legitimately recognized as the Holy Bible. People will say to you, "Yeah, I read the Bible. I read the Holy Bible." You buy one. That's what it says on it. It doesn't just say the Bible. It says the Holy Bible. And what makes it holy is because it comes from the breath of God, as He inspired other people. Now, granted, the Lord did not literally, with His hands, write out the Bible. I'm not going to try to fool you. We're not going to go into that lesson like that. But He inspired different authors, matter of fact, about 40 of them, to write the books that we see in the Holy Bible. Okay. Which, again, the Holy Bible is one of the most read books in the world, one of the largest selling books in the world at one time, and maybe it still is. It was the most selling, the largest selling book in the world. And it's also one of the most, again, if not the most, translated and transliterated books in the world. I mean, in almost every language, the Holy Bible has been translated, for folks to be able to read it. And then and when we say consider the source, it is no question that, the very source of the Holy Bible, being that it's coming from the very breath of God. And then when we look at those who have, that he's used to write it, from Moses all the way to John. We look at their character. You can look at their character as you, if you want to read about them in the Bible, read about what's been written about them by other people, out in the world, about each author. If you want to, you can do that. The bottom line is no question about their credibility. Okay, we always say the Bible, the book, but sometimes I think we forget that there are actually 66 books in that, in the Holy Bible. And that's why you have about 40 authors. And I say about because some people say, well, a person may have written these two books, well, or they may say that this and the other one is, have penned it. And we're not going to, again, we're not going to split hairs of all of that. That's why some, in some lists you'll see 39 authors, some lists you'll see 40. And I'm sure that there's probably some lists where there may be less. Some people try to do that, but we're not going to go about that because that doesn't change the fact of what it is, and what is written in it. We can just list all kind of accolades about the Holy Bible. We can go on and on and on about it. But the point that I want you to get, the main point I want you to understand, is that the Holy Bible, as the source of your information, or I will say a source, I'm not saying the only source you should use is the Holy Bible. Okay, but when it comes to relationships, there's a lot of information written in the Holy Bible about relationships, how you should treat each other, okay, in your relationship, okay, how you should treat each other as you are into your relationship. We like to use the word in our culture, we like to use the word dating, and we don't see that promoted so much in the Holy Bible. But how you treat the person, how you treat people, it's all throughout the scriptures, all throughout the Bible. And this is why we are saying it does not matter what relationship you're talking about. There is teaching, there are lessons in this Bible that can help you. Yes, there are lessons in this Bible that teach about how to handle business, how to handle those people you just met, how to handle people that you can get along with, how to handle people you cannot. It seems like you cannot get along with them. Well, how are you supposed to treat them? How are you supposed to go about this relationship? You name the relationship, there is something in the scriptures about it. And again, you say, well, why should I take? But it says in the word, why should I take it? as my source, even as a source of information. And when you look in it, in the Bible, especially in many of the cases, you'll see examples of those who may have been in your very situation and see how they handled their situation. And then again, you'll read in there about what you should do about your particular situation. You say, well, I mean, they don't understand anything from loving more than one person, and you don't want to put either of them aside. You want to be with both. What should I do about that? What should I do about the person that I want to go in business with, but I don't really trust them? What should I do about this person that I like hanging with them, but I don't like a lot of the things that they do? How should I go about that? Because people will say that relationships are tricky, but they're not as tricky as we put them out to be. And they're not as tricky as we really make them out to be. We can make them tricky. We can make them confused when we are not definite in how we want to treat that person or how we want to be treated by the other person. Now, what do I mean by that? If I am a cautious person, okay, if I'm in business and I'm the one that loves to make sure that all the I's are dotted, all the T's are crossed, it would stand to reason that I don't want to be in business with a person who's just carefree, cavalier. Oh, let the chips fall where they may. It's going to work all out in the end. And that might not be the person I want to go in business with, even though they may have the capital to start my business and all of that. You know that in the end, it's not going to work. You know, we again, you'll find these examples written, but one thing I like to say, and I've said this all the time, you cannot always link up with a person just because y'all have the same goal in mind. You say, wait a minute, that don't make sense. Well, think about this. There's a finish line. There's a finish line 100 yards down the road. Now, in order to be in, to get to this finish line, you must be in a race, and you have to have a partner. Like people used to do the old sack. They may still do it in some city fair. They do the sack race where you got, well, both of you got one leg in, and y'all gotta run together and get to the end. Well, imagine that you're trying to get to that 100 yard, and you're linked up with a good, strong plow horse. But the problem is, you're a thoroughbred. You're fast. That's not really going to work. Because while you're ready to speed on, the plowhorse is used to just plugging along. Or they can go for long distances, and they can go for a long time. But they're not used for that short, fast race. But that's what you're used to, and that's what is needed maybe for this particular race. It was not a good idea for y'all to link up. It's not. Okay. Because you don't need to slow down to keep up with the plow horse, and the plow horse cannot speed up to keep up with you. And this is a very simple analogy, but a lot of this works the same way in relationships. Okay. Yes. You're this way about business. You're looking at this person maybe romantically. Okay. Which, of course, is going to entail some communicating. And, of course, whatever the basis of your whole situation might be, that's a discussion a little bit deeper. But I'll just mention some things about this. Okay. If your relationship is romantically inclined, I'll say, you have to know certain things about each other. I'm not even trying to sugarcoat this. There are some things y'all need to know, this, which means y'all need to be able to communicate. Y'all need to be able to talk about a lot of things. Okay? And especially for those again, not just believers, but those who want a solid relationship. I can't think of anybody with any with some sense who wants to be in a relationship with somebody that they don't trust, somebody that you may know or even believe that they are seeing other people while they're supposed to be committed to you, and the list can go on and on. So, and all of these principles and practices are addressed in the Bible. So that's why I say yes, when it comes to relationships, Christ is a very good source, a very good resource for information, for advice, for counsel. I mean, if you can go to a psychologist, if you can go take the advice of people who have been gone maybe hundreds, thousands of years from being philosophical, if you're going to look at people and take the advice of people that you see on television, which you'll probably never see in your life, who may not even really, really have a clue about what they're talking about, but they're used because of their celebrity, and to try to pull you in and get your attention so that you can probably buy a particular product that they're promoting. If you would take the time and listen to them, take a little another moment and consider who they really are. Okay. You're getting ready to take a trip just because somebody is known for their travels across the world, so they want to get them to promote this. You say, yeah, why shouldn't I listen to them? Well, put it to you like this here. Every good athlete is not necessarily going to be a good coach. You know, just because a person travels a lot doesn't mean they can answer the questions you need to know about your travel. How reliable is the if you're going by plane, how reliable are the pilots for this plane? What is their record? How long has this person been flying planes? Are they how good a pilot are they? In a class of 100, where did they graduate? Did they just barely graduate? How many times did it take them to pass their boards for to be certified? You say, I didn't answer all of that. I just bought my ticket and got on. Like I said, consider the source of your information. If it's something that's really serious to you, you're thinking about marrying this person. You're thinking about the long term. Well, there's certain things I need to cover, certain things I need to look for. The scripture gives good answers about these questions. I'm just thinking about somebody to be a friend. Well, yes, the scripture gives good teachings about friends. Even things that come right to my head, like a friend can be closer than a brother. Some of us know that. Some of us have the type of friend that doesn't matter when you call them, they'll answer you. Some of us have those type of friends that if they say, listen, you want me to be there at 7 o'clock, I'll be there. And you know that that particular person, yeah, they mean well and they will get there, but they may not be on time. Doesn't mean they're not your friend. Doesn't mean they don't, you know, they're not do they won't do what you need them to do. But then their timing is not reliable. Then you know you have that friend who's known that yeah, they might would do well if they get there, but getting there is not always to say they say they'll be there, but they're also known to call at the last minute, or you look up for them and say they didn't show up, and then they'll tell you later, oh man, this happened and I'm sorry I couldn't get there. They didn't call you, they didn't do anything to warn you, they just let it happen. We may have those type of people that are strong in our lives. We might even call them friends. So, you know, consider when you are getting ready to do something or you need something done, or even if somebody wants you to do something, you gotta consider You may be getting ready to pay a bill and have your last money to pay it, but a particular friend says this is an emergency. And you may say, well, I want to pay my bill with this money. Even though I may have another week or two that I could hold on to it, I'm just used to paying it at a certain time. But if they're in an emergency and they really, really need this, I could give it to them. And they said they would pay me back well within the time that my bill is really due. Do I really trust this friend like that? Will they really do that? Do I have other options if they don't come through? Will I be stuck? And see, all these things are important. And we don't think about them all the time, but you have to consider the source of information. And that's what we're talking about here. When we put down for relationships that we are going to consider Christ, his words, his teachings, which of course we find in the Holy Bible, we're not saying that, yes, okay, I got to become saved in order to take his advice. Now, you see, this may sound strange from a preacher, but I'm going to say this to you, and I mean this. It's not below me to say, listen, I'm not going to try to promote, I'll use it this way, I'm not going to try to promote you buying this particular pie, but I just want you to taste it. Just taste it. I didn't say you got to buy this slice, just taste it here. Just taste this. And in the back of my mind, I'm saying, I know that once they taste it, they're going to want this. So yes, I'm not going to try to hide it. I believe that once you start looking into God's word, okay, you're going to want more of it. And you're going to want more of what it can do for you, because what I may be talking about now is surface stuff. Trust me, it's surface stuff. But once you get into it and realize, and others tell you, yeah, I got this understanding from this passage, and you talk to somebody who is a follower, a believer in this word like this, and they tell you, yes, but it also means this, and you're going to be like, wow, I didn't know it can mean that as well. So you found something hidden in it for you, a treasure, something more. That's what yes, I am hoping that will happen. I'm not going to try to deceive you into that. But I do want you to understand that even for your everyday, your practical, your everyday living, the scriptures is good for you to follow. I mean, like I said, you can follow philosophy. You can follow the advice of people you don't even know. You take their advice. Why not take the advice from someone who is tried and true, from someone whose words are tried and true, to someone whose words have never found out to be a lie? Oh, you have found people who try to manipulate these words and they lie through them. But the word itself, the Holy Bible itself, no, it's true. Because it's written, the source comes from God. Man has gotten in it and messed it up for many different reasons. I'm not talking about the Holy Bible. As you look at it, it's tainted. But those who try to interpret it, those who try to explain it, a lot of them, they taint it. And they take advantage of some people who are not able, for whatever reason, to completely understand what the word is teaching. But so what I'm saying to you is, if you look at the word of God and you look at it on the surface and just take what it says and apply it to you, and you find that it applies to you on the surface, what is wrong with that? What is wrong with doing unto others as you would have them do unto you? Unless what you want them to do unto you is something terrible. And you might look in there in the Bible and find where it says, no man hated his own body. Maybe you are the exception to that rule. So this may not apply to you. Don't get me wrong. I understand. There's some people with some different ideas about their life, about themselves. So therefore, they're going to have different ideas of how they treat you and how they want you to treat them. I'm saying that what the Bible says, if they cannot take that for what it says, then they need to be. I'm like, I don't hesitate to say that. Leave it be. When it says, love one another. Love one another. What is wrong with that? What is wrong with not stealing from somebody? What is wrong with not trying to take what belongs to somebody else as your own? Coveting what they have, jealous, envy of what they own. I want it. People have made all kind of plans, have done all kind of devious things just to try to take another man's wife, another woman's husband. You'd be surprised what folks have done. And if you, what you're reading in the word says you should not do that, is that wrong? Is it wrong when it says not to lie to one another? Do you want to be lied to? So when you look in the Bible and you see these practical teachings, you say, I like that. I'm not saying for you need to, or you have to take a look in the Bible, look into what we say are the deep things of it. No. No, I'm getting ready to have this person as my business partner. Yes, I don't want to lie to them, and I don't want them to lie to me. I want us to be able to work things out. The Bible says, come, let us reason together. That's good advice. I'm getting ready to go into business with you. Yes, we should be able to work things out. Initially, no, I don't think we should go this way. I think we should go that way. And you say, no, I think we should go that way, not this way. And well, let's stop and reason together. Because how in the world can two people walk together unless they agree? You say, well, that makes sense. Well, that's right. That's right there in the Word of God, right there in the Holy Bible. Practical teachings as well. So he said, okay, I can see where the Bible would be a good source. Well, I can see what the teachings of Christ would be pertinent to what I'm trying to do. Okay. Okay. I can see that. So this is what we're talking about when we say Christ involved in your relationship. That's what we're talking about. Okay. Now do you understand what we mean? I told you this wasn't going to be just your typical thing, me trying to find a side way to get a sermon to you. No, that's not what we mean. Is that what we mean ultimately, to try to get you to become a follower of Christ? Or of course, I'm not gonna, like I said, I broadcast how important is the word of God to you. When it comes to relationships, how important is the word of God to you? That's what we do here. That's what we're about. The things that we talk about are always going to be seasoned with the word of God. I don't care what it is. It's always going to be seasoned with the word of God. Always. But that's what we're about here. If that's not what you want, if that's not what you want to hear about, then I'm sorry, this may not be the place for you. But if you say, I see what you're saying, but I still have questions about it, but like we said, this you can get back to me, and some of the things that some of the people have shared with me. When you see these different podcasts, or if you go on our website and you read our blog, even sometimes I have not put things in there yet. Again, our website is relatively new. But if you look in there on our website and see the Pastor's Corner, there will be some things there that I'll add there as well. These are basically, like I said, my blog, certain thoughts that I want to convey to others. And there are certain things that some people have asked me, and that's where I will answer a lot of them at. Not just things coming out of my head like that, but folks ask me a lot of different things. And some of them are things that will come from this blog, and I will put them in there and answer them there. Now, I'm not against answering people directly. That is why, on our website, you'll see places where you can comment if you give me your email. I'll address you there or whatever way you want me to get back to you. Some people say, well, I'd rather you just call me. Well, of course, you'd have to leave your number, or you might just want to text. Again, you have to leave me the way to do that. But it would be quite lengthy if you ask me a question and you just want me to text you back. An email would definitely be best. Or again, I could answer you right back on our website or in our email, and you can just go there and answer it, and read it. So anyway, we will get back to you. Having said that, for those who don't have our website address, it is St. James MBC Philly .com. That is STJAMESMBC, M as in mother, MBC Philly, all one word. St. James MBC Philly is all one word, .com. That is access to our website. And for our email, you can just go right to pastor at St. James, same thing, St. James NBCPhilly.com, and you'll be able to reach me there through email. I hope that we have shed some illumination, some light of how Christ can be very important in any relationship we're talking about. There are teachings that we can apply. Teachings of Jesus Christ, of God, to every relationship that we're in. There are teachings that he has for us. Like I said, everything from how to treat your friend, how to treat your enemy, how to treat your spouse, how to treat your business partner, how you want to be treated by them, how you can get that idea, that thought, that desire to the person. You're in a relationship with a person that's not doing certain things that you would like for them to do, even though you have mentioned it, but you might be saying, maybe I didn't make it stern enough, or maybe I didn't make it clear enough. The scriptures can help you with that. And if you're not sure how to maneuver your way through these scriptures, that's again part of what we're here for. Do I have all the answers? I would not fool you or lie to you or fool myself. But the Bible does. And if I don't know it right off, if I can't even go to chapter and verse right now, one, we can do so. And two, it is not below me to tell you this, and I can't say it off the top of my head right now, but I will get right back to you, or I will pull out my Bible right here, and we'll look in there and we'll find it. We will reason together. But that's what we do here. I'm not going to tell you that, well, maybes. I don't believe in maybes when it comes to the Word of God, because he didn't go with, the Lord doesn't go with maybes. Well, maybe I'll do this. Maybe I can see you do. No, he doesn't do that. I will or I won't. Some of you now understand what it means, part of what it means when you say everything God is yea and amen. Either he's going to do it or he's not. He don't leave you out there hanging. Doesn't do that. Not the God of the Bible, not the God that I serve. He doesn't leave you out there wondering, oh gosh, okay, Lord, I'm trusting you. Are you going to come through? And I'm waiting there with bated breath, waiting to see. No. He doesn't do that. He doesn't do that. He's not when he's already told us to put our trust in him. No, he's not a man that he should lie. If he said, put your trust in him, and he sees that that is what you're doing, he's going to see you through it. Because his word is out there, not because of my faithfulness, not because of nothing. It's because of he said he would. It's good to know that the Lord is faithful, even when we're not. If he says, I will keep you, you've kept. If he says, I'll keep you if you do such and such and, well, you make sure you do what certain such and such is. But if he just says, I'll keep you, you're my child, Being a child of God comes with perks. Oh, yeah. If you were the child of a king, they will call you Prince this, and that comes with perks. Being a prince comes with certain things. Being a child of God comes with certain things as well. Being a child of God, yes, there are certain gifts of the Spirit I'm going to get. There are certain fruits of the Spirit I'm going to get. There are certain promises that the Lord put out there that I'm going to get. There are certain assurances that the Lord put out there I'm going to get because I am his child. I am his follower. That's how important the Word of God is. And that's how important the Word of God should be to you, to know that I can trust what he says. I can trust him. Again, you're not putting your trust in you. Remember that. Look at that. I can trust him. He said he would do such and such. Not based on my faithfulness, not based on what I do, but he will put it out there because he said he would. That's what's important. Beloved, I've seen this 2 years. I get ready to come to a close. How important is the Word of God to you when it comes to relationships? How many of you are taking the time to utilize God's teachings in your relationship? How many are looking around and saying, well, my relationship is up and down, left and right, back and forth, and all that? It's not steady. It's not sturdy. It's not straight. What is your relationship based on? What are you using to govern your relationship? Allow me one more illustration before I close. Some of you have heard me use this before. When captains would steer their ship into the dock, especially in the nighttime, and especially if the water were kind of rough, the inexperienced captain would see the light. They would have the lights post, gas lights, whatever they had posted, on a big old pole or whatever. And he would see that light, and he would try to, come on in with it. And sometimes he might be on the left or the right of the dock, and it was not a successful docking. But the experienced captain realizes, no, it's not just a light there. There's three of them there. And only when he has all three of those lights in line does he know that he's coming in straight as he should. Y'all see where I'm going with this? The Word of God is like that also. So many of us get one passage of scripture, we get one verse, and we want to take that verse and think that one verse is going to steer us all the way straight on through. But sometimes you need to line up more than one verse so that it makes sense. And then you can come in straight. And you say, well, I'm not at that point yet. I'm not showing how to line the word up. Again, that's part of what we're here for. And I'll say this to you, I didn't say this earlier, and I mean this. If someone, and as I've done this in the past, comes to me with a question that I really don't know and I'm not sure how to find out, I have other sources too. I have some reliable brethren that I can go to. I'm going to, it's all going to come through the word, but sometimes I'm not sure. There's a passage that I may not be aware of, or a passage that I'm not fully understanding. And I can get some help. And if I can get help, that means I'm more than willing to share my hope with others. That's what we do. That's what we do. So, beloved, this is a place for you. Tell others this is a place. You say, I can't be with you at 7 o'clock in the morning. But like I said, we're posting this also on Facebook for now. But if you go through our website, I'm going to, the Lord will probably give me somebody else to help me with this, but I'm going to be putting these links on YouTube and Instagram as well, for those of you who'd rather go that way. But for right now, you can always gain access through our website. If you do not have Facebook yourself, you can get, log in right through our website and get here and find us. Like I said, also, I'm going to be putting these videos on our website, so you may not even have to enter Facebook or anywhere. You can just go right again right in the website, look under podcasts, and you may see the videos right there. You can just pull it right up and watch it right there. So you have access to this information. God bless you. Have a smile upon you. As you can see, we could talk for a while, but that's not our intention. We want you to come back. We want you to become active participants with us, and we hope that you'll tell others. And we value your comments. Again, we have places where you can put your comments, and I've told you how you can do that, so we can improve. We intend to improve. You're right at the beginning stages of what we're doing here. So yeah, this is room for improvement, and we welcome constructive criticism. Always, we welcome that. God bless you. You continue to pray for us as we pray for you. God bless you.